This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I hope. I think. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, because, you know, I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be mean to you, although I won't lose any sleep over it if you think I am. But unless you start listening to others, listening to shows, engage with others, if you would, how do you get informed? How do you have a clue as to what's going on? I know a lot of you would like to think you got it going on. Even me, I'd like to think I have it going on at times. I know I don't. There's enough people keeping me in check. So I know when I'm doing the right thing or not. I don't always agree with them. Don't get me wrong. Oh, there you go. So anyway, Kimberly Moreno is going to join me after the first break here. I'm sure we got a lot to go over. It's been a dicey week for our buddy, Mr. Trump. But you know what? I'm sorry. I still believe he's going to pull this off. I'm so tired of listening to mainstream media and having them shove stuff down our throats that they think, if you believe anything that mainstream media says anymore, you really need to have some psychiatric care. I'm serious. There's very little they don't lie about. Instead of me saying they lie about everything, we'll do it this way. There's very little they don't lie about. Now, Hillary Clinton, when she fought to become senator there in New York, she promised to bring 200,000 jobs to upstate New York, where, you know, she went and sold us to him. And it doesn't really, don't give anybody proof. Because it doesn't matter. They don't really want proof. When I post up on these Facebook posts and other places, when I post up proof of what their boneheads have said, what their losers have said, they don't care. They really don't care. If you have a chance, head over to do it later. Hit over to my website. I wrote a piece called Clinton Zombies Are At It Again. Okay? And it came from an argument I had over the weekend. And the reason I called him Clinton Zombie was really simple. You don't even need a high school degree for this one. Because they don't have any mind of their own. They're regurgitating. They're simply speaking what the DNC tells them to say. Whatever the talking points are, whatever memes that the DNC comes out with, that's what they use. And even when you post the proof where they're saying it themselves, where the senator or the congressperson is saying it themselves, they still won't believe you. Right? Now, even though the morning news, even though it's mostly the mainstream that have been caught editing tapes, playing games, right? I mean, Katie Couric and the rest of them, they've all been caught playing games. It's still Fox News and guys like me that are playing the games. I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't know if it's crack, weed, Kool-Aid. I don't know what they're giving away for free to their constituency, but man, it's working. Now, Clinton, in her presidential bid, has made job creation a center. We've got to get people back to work, right? And she's got her, she casts herself as a pragmatist who would inspire the bigger investments. Maybe one of those shots, right? What do they do? You know, like they're looking off into the, what are they looking at when they do that? They take those shots where they're looking off into the wilderness. Her argument that she would put more Americans to work has focused on her time in the Senate. When she took on a mission of creating jobs in the chronically depressed upstate New York, as her husband, former President Bill Clinton, put it recently, she became the region's de facto economic development officer. Well, great. Apparently she doesn't know what economic, how to handle the economy or what it means. Okay? 8 years after Clinton's Senate exit, there's little evidence that her economic development programs had any impact on upstate employment. Now, she gave it her all. She gave it the old college try. Nothing happened. Growth is still stagnant. Stayed that way all through her time she was up there. Manufacturing jobs plunged 25%. These are all hard facts you can go find on your own. Don't believe me. Go look for them. She was unable to pass big ticket legislation. She couldn't get her buds to work for her. Right? The Washington Post showed that many of the claims that she made, many of the jobs she promised that she already, I guess they were shovel ready too, but different kind of shovel for a different kind of stuff. It never happened. Never manifested itself. So now another set of lies. He's right. She's the queen of lies. Right? Trump is exactly right on with that. So, no matter how much she says, she's got it handled. She's going to get you up. See, the difference I keep telling my friends, and I'm going to get it on the other side of the break. And here's the deal. We know what she's going to do. We know what she can't do that she says she's going to do. But we also know what she will do as President of the United States. She won't be able to help create jobs. I know the government doesn't create jobs. Don't get me wrong. But you do have to get out of the way to allow business to create jobs. She's running around, again, like Obama's economist. We're doing fine. I don't, she must be dipping from the same well, whether it's for the drink or for the same economist, just to tell her what a great job she's doing, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly joins me right after the break. Strap in. It's going to be fun. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And look, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to hear your voice, I get all of that stuff. Sometimes I don't even want to hear, I don't want to hear me either. I want you to head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the, where am I? Oh, there you are. Up on the website. All right, so I'm going to bring her in. I bring her in every week to pseudo somewhat somehow make me crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. And who do I bring in with me? Come on, guys. All at the same time. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to bring me the stories from New England. Right? It's New England. You're still calling
it New England.
You're still calling it New England, right? Not the progressive lefty haven.
Oh, my God. They might as well just call it the nanny state haven of corporate welfare hell.
Did you hear the story I did in the first hour about they forcing Michael Phelps to allow the African-American Muslim female to carry the flag?
That's ridiculous. The guy's won 22 medals, and this was before the other night or last night, whatever night it was, he won more. And they want some random woman who's never won any Olympic medal to hold the flag? No! Stop! Come on! Oh, oh my God. These people are out of their minds. They seriously are out of their minds. But, you know,
I'm sure you're not surprised, though, Kimberly.
I can't even. No, I'm not surprised. And you know what? It's so disgusting how much they want to push this kind of thing onto everyone. That it's ridiculous. You know, you have achievements and you're so great, but yeah, we're gonna push those aside because you're not dark enough. You're too white and you're too much of a man. So we're just gonna push you aside.
What I love was
feminists have turned sexism into a whole new ball game because they totally reversed it onto men, and that's what they are. Feminists, left wing feminists, are nothing but sexist and misogynist. That's exactly what they are. Mostly because they hate themselves, but they have to project that onto men because they have to blame men because they're so miserable because they're such miserable people in the first place. Because they have to blame everybody for their failure in life.
I would love to know how you really feel about that, but anyhow. No, but you
don't pay the words on me.
But you have to admit, you know, these people make me nuts because what they do is they'll make, like, he has to be a tough guy. You don't win those many medals. You don't do that well in the Olympics by being a pushover. Okay, he was elected by his peers, right? So she came in second, and that's what made this woman crazy. So she comes in second, and because Michael's got white privilege, that's why it's not even just that he's a male. He's a male with white privilege. Oh my! I wish I got that sound. Dun dun dun. It's getting to the point where why bother? See, that's where they're trying to get us to. They're trying to get us to the point where why even bother? I can't keep my medals. I can't carry the flag. I can't do anything. Why should I fight for this?
Well, why should he bother representing the U.S. when the U.S. is doing something like that? Who is it that's asking this besides left-wing loons?
Oh, it's all, you already know the answer to that question. It's all left-wing loons, okay? It's the yo-hos, forgive me for putting it this way, but it's the female yo-hos over at CNN. Although, I'm sure if the guys felt a little, if they felt a little intimidated, they would just jump right along with this. Don't you think?
Of course they would, because if they don't jump along with what the little feminist nutjobs want, then they'll be called sexist or racist or xenophobes or whatever. Whatever new ism word they want or it's word they want to make up of the day. Because, you know, they can't just appreciate people for what they've achieved. They have to give a trophy to everyone. And yet, this woman hasn't achieved anything at the Olympics yet. She very may well do that. But Michael Phelps has, over many years, represented this country very well in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, he should be carrying that flag.
And 20, you brought it up, too, 22 medals. I'm thinking of myself.
And that was tonight.
What's that?
That was before the other night. He won, I believe he won another gold medal the other night. I'm losing track of what day it is. He won another gold medal.
The reason I can't keep track is because of all the tomfoolery that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
They're distracting from the actual games. And, you know, did you hear about that the first gold medal that was won was by a young girl in an air rifle competition?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, wait a minute. Have they tore her up yet?
Yes. Oh, it's guns. Of course it's America. Well, they don't. They try to take away from her accomplishment and her achievement because it's an air rifle. It's not even a gun that fires bullets. It's an air rifle. And so they're trying to take away from her achievement because, oh my God, it's a rifle. It's obscene. It's absolutely obscene.
So,
that's how they are. They don't care. They are such one track, low information, ignorant, despicable people. They don't care. They say whatever they want, and no one calls them out on it.
Yeah, Kimberly, it's not just being a female, then. You have to be the right kind of female.
Of course.
All right.
Felony.
I got a little confused. I'm just trying to work it out.
I'm not the right kind of female. They hate my guts, too.
I'm constantly amazed. So there's no chance ever that a guy like me is, let's just say I wanted to accommodate them. I couldn't because they keep moving the goalposts around, right?
Oh, they move it every chance they get.
And even you don't stand a chance.
Well, I because I do have lady parts, I can be louder and fight back and there's not much they can actually say to me, but you're a white male, you're screwed.
Thank you. I feel much better now. Yeah, right. Thank you.
Sorry.
I don't know if you caught the. Actually, no. I know the one piece that you put up was the families of the two of the families who lost loved ones in Benghazi are suing somebody. Oh,
yes, they.
I love it. They're suing Clinton. What's this going to get them? Talk to me.
I don't know, but they're suing her for defamation too and wrongful death. But the defamation part is very interesting because she basically has called them liars. You know, oh, they didn't understand what I was saying. No, no, no. They understood clearly because you lied right to their faces. You heinous beast.
Okay, I'm going to give you a minute to calm down. We're going to go for a quick break. I do want to flesh this out a little bit because she deserves it. And it's just disgusting what they're calling the Benghazi parents as opposed to the parents that were at the DNC. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. Color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week, and I do appreciate the time that she's on the air with me and making me nuts. Hopefully, I'm making her nuts too. Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
You always make me nuts.
I know. I wind you up. I watch you on Facebook when the show's on. Sometimes I go, okay, I hit a nerve.
No, and I was already wound up today from doing a bunch of research, so yeah, I didn't need any. I don't need to be wound up anymore.
You don't need any help, right? I mean, all right. So actually, we were going to do the story, then you locked onto it, and a few others locked onto it, and sent it over to me, which is the Benghazi families now are suing Clinton for the, and you know, it's not just for the defamation. They're suing her as being responsible for the death of her son. Or their sons,
yep.
Their kids, which I'm not an attorney. I probably should grab an attorney and bring them on with me. But the bottom line with it, who is gonna take this case? Number one, I can't imagine any judge wanting to have to deal with the Clintons. You know, this isn't going to make it to court before the election or anything like that. This is going to be a real nightmare to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where they do it. They must have done it in court in New York City, or New York, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's going to be a nightmare.
Well, she's a sitting Secretary of State. What do they think they're going to do to her?
Well, she's not a Secretary of State anymore.
No, but this all happened while she was. But the lying portion, okay. Yeah, the fact that she continues to hurt their character, yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I see. I think the wrongful death is pushing it, but the defamation, I think that's probably right on target.
I love the fact that, you know, when cops when the cops interview people after a crime or what have you, they pull them into different rooms and they talk to them to see how close their stories are. Right now, you got two sets,
yep,
of parents and more that are sitting there. One guy, I loved it. You like the guy on CNN when he was accused of not hearing her right? Whips out his notebook and says, I've been, you know, filling out this notebook for X amount of years, and this is what I do, and this is how I do it. And let me read to you what she said to me. And he reads it right off his notes. And then, was it Pat, I don't remember her last name, but she, the mother of one that died too, she said, she basically said the same thing. You could see the pain in that woman's face. And what does the left do? The left berates them, makes fun of them, and all of that. And then what does Trump say? Trump says maybe the woman wasn't allowed to speak. That's all he said. And that's all they can lock onto.
Oh, that's all they're going to talk about for weeks. I mean, you know, Trump should have just ignored the parents or at least empathized with them and then beat the crap out of Hillary Clinton because she voted for the Iraq war and whatever, right?
Right.
He could have done, he didn't play that right. They were setting him up for it. He should have just either ignored it completely or, you know, empathized with them and then, you know, blamed it on Clinton, but now they're making ads out of it.
Oh yeah,
you know. So, but in the meantime, the left treated the is it Smith, Pat Smith?
Yeah, I think that was it. Yep.
Treated her horribly. I mean, instantly, as soon as she was talking, they treated her horribly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a woman who lost her son on Hillary Clinton's watch, who didn't send any help, and then was lied to about a video, and then was called a liar by this woman, by Clinton. So
you know, compassion, listen, no compassion, right? No compassion for Pat Smith. However, we're supposed to have compassion for the African-American female Muslim who came in second and let her jump ahead the white guy so she can carry the flag.
Yeah, she's got to get to the front of the line. The white guy's got to get to the back of the bus.
Just amazing. So, but I love this. I love the fact that they're going after her. I love the fact, because she's going to have to be deposed.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to have to be deposed and answer the questions all over again. There's no way for her to get out of this unless she finds a way to sneak around it and get the judge to drop the case as having no merit.
Or she does what her husband did and settles out of court. Remember, her husband, the serial sexual assaulter, was sued by one of his victims, and he settled out of court for $850,000.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Would you think they're looking for money? Or do you think that they're looking to embarrass and get justice on this?
I think they're looking to embarrass and get justice, I agree with you on that. Yeah. But, you know, maybe they'd be offered money and
oh, I'm sure they're going to be offered money. Oh, yeah. I agree with you there.
You know.
But would you do it?
I mean, the Clintons have plenty of money coming in from the Clinton Foundation and foreign governments.
Yeah. Yeah, in my piece, what I allude to in the piece is that they're all over him for not showing his taxes or laying them on the table. I said they could easily show their taxes because they run everything through the foundation. They don't care, right? Their taxes are going to be clean and pretty. I just heard today that they spent over $7 million in travel expenses last year alone. But you really can't tie it to anything that they're doing in the foundation. It was all for personal travel.
Yeah, like they really personally traveled that many miles.
Yeah, right. Seriously. So I look at that stuff, but this is why I call them the Hillary zombies. Nobody on their side is questioning this. Nobody on their side is making. Now you have to give a little credit. Was it NBC a couple of weeks ago or a week ago that called her on the carpet for getting the whole thing wrong with Comey?
Or not? I thought it was. Chris Wallace, is that what you're talking about? That is
The interview with Chris Wallace. NBC did nail her on that as lying about it.
Well, Chris Wallace was on Fox News.
Right. But
was there a different one?
They were actually, what they're doing, they basically were defending Chris. They were saying that Hillary, Hillary lied. Actually, they didn't use the word lied. They said she didn't tell
the truth. Wait, is that what you said? Short-circuited?
Well, yeah, she said they were talking at each other, or past each other, and...
That's okay. I didn't know who did it. I heard that today, and I'm like, no, you weren't. Because I actually heard, I happened to be in my office, and my husband had it on, and I heard it, and I was yelling down the hall. I'm like, that's not true. She's lying through her teeth. They were talking past each other. Chris was asking specific questions and showing the video, and she just lied to his face.
Yeah. Well, Well, but they do that a lot. You know, you and I have talked about this before. They do that all the time. Barney Frank, you know, when O'Reilly showed the clip of what he said, and Barney said, "I never said that." I mean, I said, it's like dealing with your 17-year-old, right? I mean, I saw you. No, you didn't. You were standing right in front. No, I wasn't. It's like you just want to strangle him at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly. A 17-year-old better not do that, but you might catch a 3- or 5-year-old doing that.
You know,
but that is exactly what they do all the time, and the media doesn't say anything because they don't care, and their sheeple voters don't say anything because they don't care. They just believe whatever they're told. And, you know, and this is what I say all the time. If you repeat a lie, this is the last mantra. If you repeat a lie often enough, eventually people will believe it.
Oh, it's right out of that. You know, I never believed this stuff until recently. I started seeing it happen, which was the whole thing. You know, they talk about the Saul Alinsky book and the way, the way he does things, the way he makes things happen. And I started thinking to myself, okay, one of his tactics is deny, deny, deny. If you're caught, if it's right in front of your face, you just keep denying. It's really that simple. And I'm saying, right? I mean, they don't care.
No, they don't. They don't. They literally don't care. And that's the problem. You know, when you try to have you can't have an honest discussion with Democrats or people on the left because they don't use facts. And how can you discuss real issues or honestly discuss things when one of you is not using the facts? You know, we can't even agree on facts, because even if you show them the facts, shove it under their nose from a source, even if it's the sources like the CBO or the government or the FBI, they don't agree with them.
No.
The facts don't agree with the logic, quote unquote, that they're trying to use.
Oh.
You know, so it's never going to... We can never have that conversation with these people.
Well, the tiring thing with them, for me anyway... Oh, got to go to a quick break. But you know, I was going to say, the tiring thing is you could be standing there with an apple in your hand and saying, "This is an apple," and they'll say, "That's your opinion." So, you know, so it's so tough. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your health solution, The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price.
Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, I know I'm probably getting in trouble with this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Can you imagine me as a child? Oh, my God. Facebook, when we first started, our first 2 weeks on Facebook were phenomenal. We were getting hundreds of thousands of views or whatever every show, every hour of the show. And now we're down to a mere pittance. And all of a sudden, and don't be a smart button, write me and say, well, see, they found out what you're all about, now they don't watch it anymore. They've changed the algorithms. I don't think they expected this thing to be this popular, and they've changed the algorithms. And I know that because other conservatives, I haven't seen any liberals screaming about this yet, but other conservatives I've spoken with have said the same thing, that they've really clamped down on the conservative websites, the conservative pages, if you would. And so I don't, you know, there's no real alternative for us. So I don't know what to do. I that voice you hear in the background is Kimberly Moran. She joins me every week here on the show, and I always appreciate her time with me. No, it's okay. I do the same thing. Sometimes I crack up laughing before it's my turn to come on with some shows. Kimberly, I don't know how your traffic is and what have you, but I know more and more people are counting on the traffic on their Facebook pages and the Twitter interactions and that kind of stuff. So, this isn't the first time Facebook has been caught kind of you know, playing with tweaking the numbers around, right?
Oh, no, and especially, you got to think about it, especially before the election. I mean, it's, what are we, we're less than 100 days away, right?
Yeah.
They certainly, you know, organizations that are left-wing and support specific candidates, they don't want, if they have control of it, you know, it's not, and I'm not saying it's coming from the top down. I'm just saying certain people within the organization might tweak something here or there to make sure that those opposition voices aren't heard.
Yeah, and the, but the...
That's surprising.
Are you surprised, though, that the PC thing is still working for a large group of people? I mean, are you... Do you at all just sit there and go, I can't believe this still works. I can't believe they still get away with this.
With being politically correct?
Yeah, when they make you, like, the Michael Phelps thing, right? I would have never given... If I was Michael, I would have given him the old, you know, the nose thing. The heck with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? They're going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And as you and I both know, there's a lot of people who are just dumbfounded and can't believe you're doing it. And there's a lot of people that are getting mad and angry about it. That's why you're seeing the election you're seeing. So there's some people that are angry about it and had enough. And, you know, there's other people that will just go along to get along. But I don't know which side will win. You know, it all depends.
No,
really all depends.
Under normal circumstances, Trump wouldn't have made it to the primary. And I'm not just saying that because of the person he is. I'm just saying he would have never made it to the primary because he's just... He doesn't have the decorum that most people want, but we are so upside down, we are so backwards, we're so screwed that I'm sorry. I think Alfred E. Newman could have won the election, frankly, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah, definitely. And plus, there were so many Republicans running for a while. You know what I mean? It wasn't just a short period that they were all a lot were running. That made a difference too.
Oh, they make me nuts. It's like, can you guys get in a room, give them some boxing gloves? You know, when it comes to the Republican side, let them fight it out because you know they're all qualified, right? They're all the right guy for the job. They're all this. So and so's got to go. It's like, come on, give me a break. You know,
right?
So they do. They just drive me out of my mind. Okay, so the left loves to make fun, and we can never make fun of who they hang out with, but. They love to make fun of who we hang out with, who we get money from, and all this other fun stuff, which I thought was really funny. They were calling out Trump for all his, his economic advisors were also his major donors. They're going, okay, so what? Why don't you look at your side of the world and see what happens? So the VA mayor, the Virginia mayor, who endorsed Hillary, he's been caught selling meth for sex. Okay? did you catch this story? Right?
I did.
I thought it was wonderful. So it seems the Hillary Clinton backers are just straight up criminals. How many? I should go back through. I've done the stories about how many people died that were affiliated with her. I've done a story of how many women have been, you know, sexually assaulted when they were affiliated with them. Now we should go back and do the story of how many people have been, you know, sent to jail, created crimes or committed crimes and that kind of stuff that have been affiliated with him. This guy was great.
Or sexual deviant, hello, her Huma Abedin's husband, Wiener.
Oh, God.
Remember? Wrong with Democrats? They are really, really bad. And then they accept it, and it's okay, and they keep reelecting these people.
Well, did he just crawl out of a sewer a couple days ago and say he was going to run against somebody or do something against somebody?
He ran for mayor or governor in New York of some place. He ran again after he stepped down.
Oh my
and the
God.
Only reason he stepped down is because so many people were outraged.
Well, it was, yeah, Pelosi even actually, you know, when it gets so bad that Pelosi has to get involved and go, come on, stupid, you need to move along. You know, then you really know it's bad at that point.
Well, and it's only because of public pressure, because Nancy Pelosi doesn't care if someone's a sex offender. I mean, they revered Teddy Kennedy all these years, and he left a woman to drown to death. So, you know, they just don't care.
No. And he
was known as a womanizer.
Who, Teddy? Oh, the whole family were womanizers. I'm not so sure about Robert. I heard Robert was subdued compared to the other two.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I probably, of course, we find these things out later. Everybody knew them then. But, is it just that a lot of Democrats are deviants? I don't know, because you know what? Tim Kaine is wicked creepy.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's one of those creepy elves.
He looks like he should be doing a, you know, Saturday morning live cartoon show for kids, right? But you wouldn't leave your kids with him. You wouldn't mind him doing a show for them, though.
I got to find the creepy elves I'm talking about. There's these creepy-looking elves, and that's what he reminds me of.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm you know, the more people are sending me more and more stories. Again, I just got one from about the that Stanford University article or report that says, you know, that they think that Bernie could have pulled off the primaries if they didn't cheat on him. You know, the numbers.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, if they didn't have these super delegates, it would have been interesting to see exactly how it all went down.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then they went on to show in the reports. Now this is not the right wing Republican Party showing this, okay? But this is them using real data with real percentages, doing polls before people went in, doing polls, you know, exiting polls as well, and showing the differences between areas that had paper and were electronic. I mean, it's way too long of an article to go through. But they're seeing more and more. That's why I'm so against the irregularities that they're coming up with on electronic devices, you know, electronic voting devices.
We don't use those here, and I'm glad. I'd rather have to fill in something because you can check to make sure when it went through what it,
right.
I think what it did from what, at least the top.
So they were doing, in some areas, they were doing exit polls as people walked out, you know, do you mind if I ask you who you voted for, yada, 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 the whole nine yards. And the exit polls did not correspond in many cases, the exit polls did not correspond with the voter results. That's what leads them to believe this is a real problem.
Okay, yeah, and that's really odd because I did exit polling for the primaries here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And they did correspond. Bernie by far beat Hillary, and that's what the polls said too.
Yeah.
That's what the results were. So Trump beat Cruz. Those are the top two. You know, when I did my polling, those are the top two. And the votes actually reflected the exit polls. So absolutely. And most people are, some people might not be honest, but a lot of people, if they don't want to answer you, they'll walk away. They won't answer.
Yeah, and there's no reason not to be honest on the way out. Going in, you want to be a little bit of a, I'd be a little bit of a jerk, but that's just me.
I don't like entrance polls because I don't think people are going to be as honest as when they go in, and you never know if they change their mind when they go in. Exit polls are way better.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're saying here. But it looked like in a lot of cases, now I'm not saying by a landslide, but it looked like in a lot of cases he should have pulled it off by anywhere between 13% to 21% in many of the states that she ended up winning. So I don't know. I you know, when Trump said that his only concern is that they steal the election, I think that's a valid concern. I don't think that it's like that hooky, just crazy Trump talk. We've seen it before. We saw it when Barack Obama got elected. You know, we had precincts that came in. Have you had a precinct ever come in at 108%? I mean, you're lucky you get a precinct coming in at 85%, right?
Right. Yep, and I did a lot of white paper years ago on voter fraud, and let me tell you, there is voter fraud in every election, in every state across the country, every single election, and the majority of it is conducted by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And now my white paper I did does not designate between Democrats and Republicans because the point was just, it was to be nonpartisan, but in my research, I looked and I kept track of all across the board, all the different kinds of voter fraud, and the majority was Democrats. Yes, some Republicans did it too, but literally 90% was conducted by Democrats, and they do it every single election. That's why they say Republicans have to win by at least 5% to cover and make up for voter fraud.
All right, we got to go. We're up against the time. Real quick, tell people how to get a hold of you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz for local New Hampshire news, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Granite Rock.
Well, always a pleasure, Kimberly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.